Preface of the Elements of Ornithology. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by April Gonzalez. The Elements of Ornithology by William Rauschenberger. Preface. The following primer, the first book of ornithology, has been called Third Book of Natural History because it is the third of the series and, like its predecessors, is only designed to initiate those who wish to study this very interesting branch of natural history. It presents a general and almost synoptical view of the subject and will be found, I hope, to facilitate the studies of those who may wish to learn. It merely points the way to most extended knowledge, to acquisition, of which must always depend more the inclination and industry of the student than upon the facilities he may possess. The homely comparison of the horse leading to the stream may be referred to as illustrative of the necessity for the process of zeal and industry in order to acquire knowledge. The mere possession of the very best books will be of no use, will impart no information, unless they referred to, read, or studied. Teachers who are so disposed will find in these pages ample opportunities of pointing out to those they instruct the beautiful adaptation of organization of every living thing to the mode of life it is designed to observe, the kind of food upon which it was preordered it should live. To point out, or even allude to this universal adaptation of everything in nature, to the purposes for which it was designed by the beneficent Creator, would have carried us beyond far our limits and injured our design of presenting, in a very short space, as many facts as possible, without obscuring the view of the division, arrangement, or classification, a knowledge of which it is the great object of these little books to teach. Yet, this can be advantageously done verbally, by every teacher, and his pupils would soon learn that once becoming acquainted with the general anatomy and physiology of an animal, whether it walked upon the dry land, float through the air, or seek the ocean depths, its mode of life and general habits are immediately discovered. This fact will become more clearly manifest as we proceed in the series, and in the end, the student will comprehend how geologists are able to deduce not only the habits of the animal, but also the form of the animal itself, by the examination of only a few of its bones. Although the works of M. Edwards and Comte are the chief sources from which the materials of these primers have been derived, others have been freely used, and the classification and arrangement of the great Cuvier have been strictly adhered to. With a view of assisting the student in understanding and remembering the systematic names, the etymologies have been added in the glossary. And, inasmuch as all persons who are desirous of studying natural history are not acquainted with Latin and Greek languages, the words from the latter have been given in italics, in preference to using the proper Greek characters, and the omega, where it occurs, has been designated thus. It is not designed that the questions at the foot of the page shall be answered by repeating the text from memory. The pupil should be able to give the facts in his own language, and show he understands the subject. The plates were engraved by Mr. G. Thomas, number 37, South 3rd Street, Philadelphia. Philadelphia, April 15, 1842. End of preface. Recording by April Gonzalez in Cavite, Philippines.
Lesson number 1. The Elements of Ornithology. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Robert J. Eckrich. The Elements of Ornithology by William Rauschenberger. Lesson 1. The class of birds comprises all vertebrate animals that are best organized for flying. They are readily distinguished by the general form of the body and by the feathers with which they are covered. But the most important characters possessed by them consist in the structure of their internal organs and the manner in which their various functions are performed. In fact, they are oviparous vertebrata, in which
Sample complete. Ready to continue?